From India's largest newsroom, I'm Arun George, and this is the Times of India podcast.
See, actually, I'm also a practicing advocate, so it does not look good. But the fact remains that with joy, I cried a little bit, but I controlled that cries also, cry of joy, but I cried with the joy.
Advocates may wipe away a tear or two at the end of a case in a Bollywood film. That's not the case for most practicing advocates, however. But advocate Ram Prasad Gupta could be forgiven for getting a little emotional after his success in an 18-year-long legal battle. His victory came when the Bombay High Court convicted and sentenced former Mumbai police official Pradeep Sharma to life imprisonment for killing Ram Prasad Gupta's brother in 2006. A sessions court had acquitted the police officer. The Bombay High Court also upheld the lower court's verdict convicting 12 other police personnel in the case. The High Court has directed Pradeep Sharma to surrender in 3 weeks. The verdict marks the first such conviction of a police officer in the case. Most importantly, it was Pradeep Sharma, one of the most legendary among the city's encounter specialists. Ram Narayan Gupta, also called Lakhan Bhaiya, was allegedly part of the Chota Rajan gang and was killed in November 2006. He was killed after he was abducted with an associate named Anil Bheda. Both were picked up in Vashi in Navi Mumbai, but Ram Narayan Gupta was said to have been killed in the western suburb of Versova. Ram Prasad Gupta spoke with my colleague Sunil Baghel about his long legal battle and the challenges he faced while attempting to take on one of Mumbai's most dreaded policemen. He says he still remembers the day he heard his brother had been abducted and the frantic search for him, which ended when he learned that his brother had been killed.
On 11th November, since I was informed at 1 o'clock that your brother is abducted, on that day I was running from pillar to post to trace out my brother. But I could not. Even I went to the spot. It is like I was told that he has been abducted by Prakash Bhandari. So I went to Belapur. I searched him. While I was at Belapur, I learned that he is shot dead. So I returned back. Then I went to Nana Nani Park. I went to Versova police station.
Ram Prasad Gupta's brother had been shot in the head. According to the police, Ram Narayan Gupta had come to the park in Versova. The police said they were lying in wait for him because he was a dreaded gangster. They ordered him to surrender, he shot at them, they fired back and he was killed. It was the script of many extrajudicial killings that had taken place over the past decades in Mumbai. Ram Prasad Gupta says it was at his brother's funeral that he decided that he would get justice. The lawyer said he was prepared to face any eventuality.
When I was, jab main mere bhai ka antim sanskar kar raha tha, us samay it reflected to my mind ki bhai, अनफॉर्चुनेटली मैं तुझे बचा तो नहीं सका, लेकिन जिसने भी तेरी ये निर्मम हत्या की है, आई विल सी दैट हिज पनिशमेंट बाय द लॉ. सो वो तो हमेशा एक दिमाग में रहता ही है. इट इज ऑलवेज देयर इन माय माइंड.
यू रिजॉल्व दैट डे इटसेल्फ दैट यू विल टेक दिस केस टू द लॉजिकल एंड एंड यू विल डू व्हाटएवर इट टेक्स लीगली स्पीकिंग इन द फोर कॉर्नर्स ऑफ लॉ.
मतलब ये कह सकते हैं आज मैं जिंदा हूं एक ईश्वर का आशीर्वाद है. अदरवाइज फॉर दिस पीपल इट इज वेरी इजी टास्क. इट इज वेरी इजी थिंग टू डन अवे विथ एनीबडी. बट ठीक है, लाइफ में जो आया है उसको जाना है. मे बी एट द एज ऑफ 35, मे बी एट द एज ऑफ 48 विच इज नाउ आई एम, और मे बी एट द एज ऑफ 88. तो जब जाना है तो क्या डरना है.
To understand Ram Prasad Gupta's apprehensions about Pradeep Sharma, one needs to understand the aura of the policeman credited with over 100 killings. Sharma and other police officials inspired multiple characters in Hindi films, many of whom were portrayed as heroes caught between gangsters and a thankless job. Sharma had joined the Mumbai Police Force in 1983 and in 1989 shot and killed 2 gangsters. In the 1990s, as the Mumbai police battled to control criminal gangs in the city, the tall and well-built Pradeep Sharma was part of a group of Mumbai police officials who acquired a reputation for killing alleged gangsters and enjoyed complete immunity. Sharma is said to have killed 112 people in his career. But by 2006, when Ram Narayan Gupta was killed, Pradeep Sharma's powers had reduced considerably. He had been sidelined in the Mumbai police and faced allegations of working with gangsters instead of against them. Ram Prasad Gupta says when he learned his brother was abducted, he quickly did something that seems unusual at this point. He sent telegrams to the commissioner of Mumbai police to inform them of his brother's abduction. Sunil Baghel asked him why he did that.
One thing which I wanted to specifically point out from the day of the incident, a very important thing which you did helped a lot in taking this case to the logical end is that you sent a telegram to the police commissioner office that day itself. How did you think of doing such a thing?
When I sent those telegrams, it was not in my mind that I want to create some evidence. Since I am a practicing advocate since 1999 and I was practicing in criminal side only. So advocate Ganesh Iyer, who was a very good friend of me, in past many times he had sent the telegrams and by those telegrams, the life of those people were saved. As per law, if a police officer is arresting a person or taking a person, he should inform his near and dear or his friends or his relatives. Now, when Lakhan was abducted or picked up from the shop of his friend, they could have informed his friend, ki, yes, we are from such and such police station and we are taking him to the police station. But at 12:30, this abduction had taken place. Till 4 o'clock, I did not get any information, though even after contacting many police officers also. So, I thought ki, at least send telegram so that he can be saved. And the contents of the telegram was that Anil Behra and Ramnand Gupta has been picked up by plainclothes policemen. There is every apprehension that they would be eliminated in a fake encounter. So please help and save their life. So the prayer was to help and save their life. But since in the night it was broadcasted everywhere, there was a breaking news that Lakhan is shot dead. Next day was Sunday. On Monday, immediately I went to both the telegraph office and took certified copy of those telegrams. Because those were the main documentary evidence. Man may lie, but documents will never. I wrote a letter to both the telegraph office, to CTO. Why, this matter is under challenge. Please preserve the original telegrams. And don't destroy until and unless the Honorable High Court directs. So, because of those letters, the telegraph office preserved those original telegrams. And it was produced before the court.
Ram Prasad Gupta then approached the Bombay High Court and saw that the case be transferred to a central agency like the CBI. He explains to Sunil why he didn't approach the police and how the Mumbai police initially debunked his claims.
Immediately in every encounter, FIR is registered against the deceased. Police will not investigate against police, their own people. So there was no point in approaching the police. So I contacted some of the senior advocates to file writ petition. But they told us ki, until and unless you approach the commissioner for registering FIR, we can't file writ petition directly. So immediately, if you remember, on 13th, I took the press conference in which I think even you was there. So on 13th, I took press conference and then on 14th, I filed my written complaint with the commissioner of police. On very day, on 14th itself, commissioner of police appeared on the before media. And he said that all these are bogus allegations. He is shot dead in a proper police encounter and there is no truth in the allegations and it is a false complaint. I had every reason that police will not do anything, police will not investigate in this. So I filed the writ petition. My prayer was that this investigation be handed over to CBI.
However, the Bombay High Court didn't grant his plea. The court said it would appoint a police officer to carry out the probe and would monitor the probe.
And said, if the investigation does not go in the proper direction, then we'll think of handing over this investigation to CBI.
Ram Prasad Gupta says even when it came to the police probe, he had to deal with suspicions that he was acting on behalf of a gangster against police officials like Sharma. However, over the course of years, the Mumbai Police Special Investigation Team, set up by the Bombay High Court, gathered adequate evidence that resulted in the arrest of Pradeep Sharma and other police officials. Sunil asked advocate Ram Prasad Gupta how he views the probe conducted by IPS officer M.M. Prasanna.
Do you think that the SIT headed by then DCP Mr. K.M.M. Prasanna did a very brave job in that sense? Because Pradeep Sharma, Pradeep Suryavanshi, these were kind of decorated officers of the Mumbai police at that time. So do you think they did a brave job and an amazing job in the sense of, you know, the kind of people they ended up arresting and now the stage that the case has reached?
Definitely. It was a brave job because even today, everybody knows what is the power and of Mr. Pradeep Sharma. his image in the police machinery or maybe in the public must have been degraded. But at that time, he was hero. We people made him hero. So, fighting or arresting a hero or who is having much muscle power, money power, political power, super cop. So, it was a brave job. One would think, arre theek hai, iske khilaf kuch nahi mila. We can go with the pick and choose policy. Ki bhai theek hai, isko arrest kiya, because he was not part of the encounter team. But when I filed the FIR, there was my specific allegation that it is Mr. Pradeep Sharma. So, DCP Mr. Prasanna could have relieved him saying ki theek hai, his involvement is not found in this case. But really, he and his entire team took a brave decision to arrest him. And it was he who was the first person who was arrested. If you see the record also, it was he, the first person who was arrested. Because if they would have arrested somebody else instead of him, so he could have been more troublesome for investigation. So they thought it first arrest the main magarmach and then go on the small fishes.
Ramprasad Gupta says during the course of his legal battle, the first probe by a bureaucrat deemed the killing as a genuine case of self-defense by the police. This despite the fact that his brother had been shot in the forehead, indicating that he had been shot at a very close range. Ramprasad Gupta challenged this finding and a judicial inquiry was ordered. He says the first magistrate probing the matter told him to give up the case. Ramprasad Gupta says he refused to. Soon after, a new magistrate took charge and said in a report that the killing was illegal. Ramprasad Gupta says even the magistrate was harassed by the accused in the case, which resulted in her filing a complaint.
She conducted the inquiry and after inquiry, she filed a report that it is a fake encounter. The day she filed the report, she was taken to task by accused number 9 and many of his supporters also. I would say ki a single man. Accused number 9 was starting chasing her children at their school at Nashik. He troubled her a lot. And on one fine day, she filed her representation before, maybe because since she was very upset or troubled a lot, she took a decision to file her complaint. She filed her complaint with the judicial registrar. And I don't know how, but Times of India and some 2-3 newspapers got that news. And they published a news that magistrate is threatened. During this, that time, even I was feeling suspicious activities around me. So I filed a writ petition seeking police protection for me. And I annexed those news articles which appeared in the newspapers that magistrate is threatened.
Another setback was when Anil Bheda, a prime witness in the case, vanished in 2011. Anil Bheda was the man who was with Ramnarayan Gupta when he was killed. Bheda vanished 4 days before he was to testify in court in the case. Ramprasad Gupta says he had been warned by multiple people that Bheda's life was at risk. Later, Bheda's burnt body was found. No one was ever arrested for the murder, a fact that has been criticized by the Bombay High Court in its judgment. Ramprasad Gupta says that while one unit of the police acted bravely against Sharma, he is unhappy that the police probing Bheda's death never even interrogated Pradeep Sharma.
Maybe as you said, SIT took a brave decision to arrest Mr. Pradeep Sharma. The state CID people did not dare to interrogate him also. Or forget about him. They did not interrogate even other people.
You never felt threatened? You were never really threatened directly? Or you never felt threatened? Or you still thought that, you know, you have to take this case to the natural conclusion, come what may. Even if you are killed, it's fine.
See, actually, I was threatened. May not be directly. But time and again, I was threatened. I wrote a complaint also to the commissioner of police at that time. And then there was an offer started from 40 lakhs. And the last offer was 25 crore. And number of times I was threatened. I thought, ki theek hai bhai, har aadmi, maine abhi jaise maine kuch samay pehle use kiya tha. The man who has come, he will go. तो जब जाना है गाड़ी छूटनी है तो छूटेगी यार अगर मेरी गाड़ी इनके हाथ से छूटनी होगी तो इनके हाथ से छूट जाएगी.
Ramprasad Gupta says there were multiple attempts made to get him to drop the case. He says he believes the accused tried to create compromising positions to trap him. He says he even received a monetary offer to drop the case against Pradeep Sharma. He tells Sunil what happened and also why he never filed a claim for compensation in this case.
One of the officer who tried to bribe me, and I said ki no. I would frankly say as on today, in July 2007, one of the officers tried to bribe me. So at that time, the person who came to me with the offer, now he's also attached with a very well-known political party. He's having some post also, but he's good friend of mine. So that officer went to him and he said him, ki, ask Mr. Gupta to settle. So he came to me. For the first time during entire this 17 and a half years, on that very first time I said, ki, Baba, if they are ready and willing to give at least 1 crore to wife of Lakhan, I may settle. It is July 2007. Before even starting or commencing of the inquiry before executive magistrate. And if you will pay me a single rupee less than that to wife of Lakhan, I will not settle. He said, the word which he used, I'll say in Hindi, bolta hai wo bhaiya ki aukaat hai ki 1 crore ki. 50,000 mein to uska murder ho jayega. This was his words. So that was the only one time when I talked about money or for betterment, because even Lakhan's children were in 2006, his daughter was hardly 4 years. His son was hardly 7 to 8 years. Wife was there. So I thought, ki, theek hai, now Lakhan is gone. So better if they get something, they will have something for their survival. If you will see in this case, many a times what happens, immediately after the crime, people file for compensation. In 17 and a half years, I have not filed any application for compensation. But now I will. Because I didn't want it to give a signal to the society or even to the judiciary or anybody ki Mr. Gupta is behind money.
Ram Prasad Gupta says he now plans to go to the Supreme Court seeking compensation for his brother's wife, Anil Beda's wife, and himself.
But now after this judgment, though this battle will be there in the Supreme Court, but I am planning to file a writ petition for compensation, seeking compensation for wife of Anil Beda, wife of Lakhan Bhaiya, and even for me, because I said na ki, I lost my, aaj main jahan pe ho na, as an advocate, main aaj ke kam se kam 10 guna aage hota tha.
Ram Prasad Gupta says he tried to attend every inquiry and every case hearing. He says his obsession with the case resulted in his own legal practice being hit badly. He says at one point, his wife sat him down and questioned why he was risking everything by obsessing over one death.
इससे क्या हुआ कि मेरा जो प्रैक्टिस है वो काफी खत्म हो गया. आई वुड से कि एक समय तो बीच में ऐसा आया था कि इन स्पैन ऑफ 45 डेज आई हैड अर्न ओनली 2500. आप 45 दिन के बीच में खाली 2500 रुपया कमाओगे तो घर में क्या होगा. बीवी आपको वही बोलने वाली जो मेरी बीवी ने भी बोला था कि भाई एक तो मर गया, उस मरे हुए आदमी के पीछे घर में जो 3 जिंदा लोग हैं उनको तुम मार रहे हो.
Ram Prasad Gupta says he believes his wife was right. He says he had offers from other people to fight the case against Pradeep Sharma, but he never touched the money. He says taking the money would have made him obligated to those people, and he felt he would be forced to do what they wanted.
So I did not take a single penny from anybody.
At a time when extrajudicial killings are again being viewed as a necessary evil, Ram Prasad Gupta says the belief that criminals must be killed for a peaceful society is a very flawed concept. He says the crime has to match the punishment, and in many encounters, the killing of an alleged criminal is far bigger than the crime that has been committed.
ठीक है, गुनेगार हैं, मैं ये नहीं कहता हूँ कि गुनेगार नहीं हैं, लेकिन जो गुनेगार हैं, उनकी जो क्राइम कॉम्प्लिसिटी है, उनका जो क्राइम का लेवल है, उस लेवल में मतलब ऐसा है क्या? तो भाई मैं तो कहूंगा कि ये जो क्रिमिनल्स है उससे बड़े क्रिमिनल आप हो.
इन हिज ब्रदर्स केस, राम प्रसाद गुप्ता सेज द पुलिस मेड हिम आउट टू साउंड लाइक छोटा राजन्स मोस्ट ड्रेडेड एसोसिएट, बट ही पॉइंट्स आउट दैट इवन इन ऑफिशियल डॉक्यूमेंट्स देयर वाजंट इवन अ केस ऑफ एक्सटॉर्शन अगेंस्ट हिज ब्रदर. गिवन द स्टेटमेंट्स मेड बाय द पुलिस, राम प्रसाद गुप्ता सेज ही अंडरस्टैंड्स द रिएक्शन ऑफ पीपल टू हिज ब्रदर्स डेथ एंड व्हाई देयर वाज लिटिल सिंपैथी फॉर हिम.
अगर आप लखन भैया का ही देखोगे, एनकाउंटर के बाद में अगर आप प्रदीप सूर्यवंशी की इंटरव्यू देखो तो प्रदीप सूर्यवंशी क्या बोल रहा है, रोहित वर्मा का बैंकॉक में मर्डर होने के बाद छोटा राजन गैंग की सारी एक्टिविटीज बॉम्बे में लखन भैया कंट्रोल करता था. छोटा राजन का एकदम खास आदमी था, उसके बहुत उसके ऊपर बहुत सारे एक्सटॉर्शन के मर्डर के केसेस थे। अगर आप कमिश्नर की एफिडेविट उठा के देख लो उसमें एक भी एक्सटॉर्शन की केस नहीं है। आज अगर छोटा राजन को पकड़ के लाए हैं तो हर मर्डर में या हर केस में वो पर्सनल इन्वॉल्व नहीं है, बट उसने करवाया है, द एलिगेशन इज कि उसने करवाया। तो अगर लखन छोटा राजन गैंग की एक्टिविटीज संभाल रहा था तो वो कहीं ना कहीं कुछ एक्सटॉर्शन करवाता, कहीं ना कहीं कुछ मर्डर करवाता, कहीं तो इन्वॉल्वमेंट होती, मे नॉट बी डायरेक्टली, इनडायरेक्टली, बाय वे ऑफ कॉन्स्पिरेसी, बाय ऑफ हैंडलिंग द गैंग्स, बाय वे ऑफ गिविंग डायरेक्शंस। 19 मार्च 97 से लेके 11 नवंबर 2006 के बीच में 9 साल 8 महीने एक एनसी नहीं है, क्राइम गुना तो दूर की बात, एक एनसी नहीं है। ऐसे आदमी को आप कॉन्ट्रैक्ट किलिंग लेते हो और लाके मार देते हो, लेकिन पुलिस के बीच में इमेज क्या गया? अगर आप 11 नवंबर 2006 की अगर लोगों की रिएक्शन देखो, लोगों का छोड़ दो, मैं आपको ही बोलूंगा जैसे आप रिपोर्टर हो, तो आप ही क्या सोचोगे, यार चलो एक बहुत बड़ा जो समाज का धब्बा था वो खत्म हो गया, क्योंकि उसको ऐसा पोर्ट्रे किया गया कि इससे खूंखार आदमी कोई है ही नहीं है। तो लोग क्या सोचेंगे कि चलो समाज का एक कचड़ा कम हो गया, समाज का एक कलम कम हो गया। और वो एक निर्दोष आदमी की हत्या के ऊपर इनको और हीरो बनाएंगे।
Advocate Ram Prasad Gupta says he had earned the reputation of being a defense lawyer who specialized in getting robbers off the hook. He says many robbers in Mumbai were killed instead of trying to reform them. He says that shouldn't be the approach to curbing any type of crime.
एक टाइम ऐसा था कि मेरे ऊपर एक टैब लगा, स्टैंप लगा हुआ था कि रॉबरी स्पेशलिस्ट एडवोकेट। बॉम्बे के ऐसा कोई भी रॉबर नहीं होगा, भले वो छोटा हो या बड़ा हो, जो शायद मेरा क्लाइंट नहीं था उस समय। चूंकि उस टाइम पे रॉबरी वॉज एट द पीक, मैक्सिमम आप देखोगे जो भी रॉबर मिले मार दिया। आई एम नॉट जस्टिफाइंग देयर एक्ट कि उन्होंने रॉबरी की वो सही थी, लेकिन रॉबरी करने के वजह से आप किसी का मर्डर कर देते हो। मैं तो कहूंगा कि ठीक है, पहली बार आदमी गुनाह जो करता है वो अपनी मजबूरी में करता है, रॉबरी भी जो कोई है कोई शौक से नहीं करता है, लेकिन क्या होता है बाद में उसको क्या लगता है कि अरे यार इसी वजह से मुझे इतने पैसे मिल गए, तो बाद में वो उसको धंधा बना लेता है। तो आप रॉबर को मारिए मत, उसको सुधारने की कोशिश कीजिए। मैं तो पूरे फक्र से कह सकता हूं कि मैंने नहीं तो भी कम से कम 25 रॉबर को सुधारा है, खाली छुड़ाया नहीं, उनको सुधारा भी है। तो आप समाज से ये मत कीजिए कि बस मार दिया मतलब गरीबी को हटाना है, मतलब गरीबों को मार मत दो। गरीबी हटाना है तो उनको उस लायक बनाओ कि वो गरीबी से हटे।
Ramprasad Gupta says that even his brother had attempted to reform. He tells Sunil how a family tragedy caused his brother to drop out of school and how he later tried to exit the world of crime.
My father has a dream. He was a fruit vendor. We were having a wooden stall, BMC wooden stall at Dockyard Road. So he had a dream that he would make my eldest brother as a doctor and Lakhan as a police officer. Then Shyam Sundar as a bank official, and as far as I am concerned, since I was the youngest one, he thought that he would be a manager of house, gharbari. And he expired in 1983. At that time, I was hardly 8 years old. Shyam Sundar was 10 years, Lakhan was 12 years, and my eldest brother was running 18. He was in 12th standard at Wilson College Chowpatty. But because of death of our father, entire family disturbed, and since we were too young also. So, kuch ye nahi hua, like Lakhan and Shyam, after completing 7, because of the family problems, they could not continue their education. My even eldest brother could not continue his education. But I continued with, and luckily I became an advocate. During her lifetime, twice Lakhan was arrested. I think, twice. In 93, he was arrested in one or two cases, and in 95, he was arrested in two cases. Thereafter, my mother expired. In fact, Lakhan was trying to improve, and after release from 95, he was at our residence only.
Ramprasad Gupta said that soon after his brother attempted to reform, he was named in another case, which resulted in him moving out. He says as far as he knows, his brother had exited the world of crime and they were in touch until his death. Sunil asked Advocate Ramprasad Gupta about the toll this incident and its 18-year fallout had taken on him and his family.
Mr. Gupta, tell us a little bit about the kind of toll that this case might have taken on you, on your family members, Did it have an impact on your family life, on your personal life, as well as the life of your family members?
Luckily, since I was an advocate, I could fight this battle. Otherwise, I would have been, either I would have been done away or I would have been somewhere in some jail. I did not bring anybody from my family, whether it is family of Lakhan Bhaiya or whether it is family of my other elder two brothers, because I am advocate. And if I am having maybe ki bhai mujhe agar masti hai kisi se ladne ki, so I could take risk to my life only, not to the life of my other family members. They may be interested in the matter or may not be interested. But therefore, if you will find in this entire journey, I have never brought any of my family members in the picture.
For now, Ramprasad Gupta is basking in the success of his nearly 2-decade-long legal battle. He says there's one thing all of this has taught him.
If you go for a big fight, you have to be ready with everything. Jise kehte hain ki tan man dhan se aapko ready rehna hai. So you have to be ready. Otherwise, you can't achieve anything.
Today's episode was produced by Jairaj Singh and Sahil Gupta. For a daily spotlight on people, ideas and stories that matter, subscribe to us. We're available on TOI Plus, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and all other platforms of your choice. For any news tips, email us at toipodcast@timesinternet.in.